It's open enrollment time for health insurance. And for those choosing their insurance on the federal marketplace, there is interesting news for Wyoming residents. Subsidy payments for those on the marketplace have increased. And so in many cases, people can get more affordable and possibly better coverage. Monica Jennings is an Enroll Wyoming navigator, and I asked her if people should reconsider their health care coverage and possibly find a new plan.
Yes, yes, and yes. They need to revisit their plans because the plans and prices have changed. Some folks, you know, work with people that were on a silver plan last year. They are looking at maybe going to a gold plan just because the premium and the deductible is working out for them better this year. So we recommend if they don't come directly to us, then they at least go onto healthcare.gov and visit the preview plans and prices to see what's available to them.
I'm sure you've met with people over the last few years that have done it on their own and have gone to a navigator. Is it better to go to a navigator, do you think?
Here's what I can tell you. I work with a woman who for 2 years in a row did it independently, and she had a lot of problems, and she was the only one fighting those battles. And yesterday she did come and visit with the navigator. We got her set up. I answered questions for her, and she said, man, doing this with you is so easy because at least you'll work with me on it and I don't feel so alone in this process.
And it probably goes a little quicker, I would think, since you know the process.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of things happen over the years of doing this, so we are able to provide that insight for folks.
Okay, so we have all reported that prices are going to go up, probably policies are going to explode and get out of sight, that kind of thing. So my question to you is that what you're seeing? Are all the policies in the state of Wyoming going up?
So what I have experienced for those folks who are actually on the exchange, on Marketplace, and got a plan through healthcare.gov, they are getting significant cost assistance this year. And so we are encouraging people, like I worked with folks yesterday who got a gold level plan for $0. They had a deductible of $750. That is unheard of typically, right? I work with another woman. She paid $65 for her silver level plan, but her deductible was only $50. So this is the year for Wyoming. Because of the changes with the cost sharing reduction, it's still a part of the law to offer that. So instead of the federal government paying for that, Blue Cross Blue Shield is, you know, had to do some adjustments in their rates, and is actually faring better for Wyoming residents this year.
That's interesting because normally our prices are quite a bit higher than everybody else.
Yeah, normally they are, but they still have to use the calculations and offer the extra help for folks. So
would you anticipate then there's some people that might be able to improve their insurance situation? So, you know, maybe you can go up to that gold plan.
A lot of people are in that boat. We are encouraging people, it's not okay to just let your plan roll over this year. This is the year to actually actively either visit with the navigator. You can do that by dialing 211 anywhere in the state of Wyoming. We have a calendar that's on the Wyoming 211's website, and that tells you exactly where we will be. The letter that you should have received from Blue Cross Blue Shield, that's going to be printed on a blue form. That also says in the letter to dial 211 to link up with us, and we will sit down and go over it with you. If you can't make it to the events, we're actually doing some telehealth. So people can call in, and then I can share my computer screen with folks. We have different locations, including Laramie Reproductive Health, where we are today, and they will allow you to come in and use their computer so that I can meet with folks via telehealth if they are not able to make the events when they're scheduled.
Any other surprises you're seeing with the insurance this year that maybe people wouldn't expect?
Here's what is still in place and what people need to know. Number one, it is still the law. So they need to know that if they do not have coverage for 2018, they are still subject to the tax penalty. And so people think that that's going away. Well, it is still $695 per uninsured adult, or 2.5% of the household income, whichever is greater. And if the kids are in the home that don't have coverage, then it's half that for the child. So that's one thing people need to know. The other thing is that all of the essential health benefits that were a part of the plan from the beginning are still a part of the plan. So it's a comprehensive plan that will be that folks can get coverage with. Mm-hmm. So those things, I guess, in terms of surprises, the surprise is we're still here. And the law is still in place. And, you know, for nothing more than just taking care of yourself, get covered.
The deadline is when again?
December 15th. So we started November 1st. The deadline is December 15th. That is kind of a surprise, I guess, now that to Wyoming residents, because typically the open enrollment period has been longer, much longer. And when folks heard that December 15th deadline, then they thought, oh, well, that's just if I want coverage starting January, but I'm okay. That's not the case. December 15th is it. You got to get in or you're going to miss it.
Okay. And so again, if folks want to get signed up, what do they need to do?
Folks need to get signed up. Number one, they need to dial 211, and then 211 will let them know where we're located. They can also visit healthcare.gov. If they're going to do that on their own and preview plans and prices, I've been telling everyone, the price that comes up when you see, it might say $1,018, that is how much help you're getting. That is your discount. That's not the cost of your plan. Keep clicking continue. That's the biggest thing. And we're more than happy to walk through folks with that over the phone. If they prefer to do it by themselves, we'll still assist them over the phone.
Okay. Monica Jennings, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.